Hometown Heroes of the Week.
It's Eric Hansen in Lewistown, Illinois with the Lewistown Lady Indians basketball team. Let's hear it.
I'm Avery Smith. I'm a senior and I'm a post.
Hi, my name's Addison Yurkovich. I'm a junior and I'm a post.
Hi, my name's Layla Wilcox. I'm a freshman and I'm a post.
Hi, I'm Shanna Judd and I'm a freshman and I'm
a guard.
Hi, I'm Tegan Miller. I'm a freshman and I'm a post.
Hi, I'm Jovi Hutton. I'm a freshman and I'm a post.
Hi, I'm McKenna Johnson. I'm a freshman and I'm a guard.
Hi, I'm Kimmy Duncan. I'm a freshman and I'm a guard.
Hi, I'm Landry Smith. I'm a freshman and I'm a guard.
Hi, I'm Hallie Tindall. I'm a sophomore and I'm a guard.
Hi, I'm Aliza Bozzi. I'm a sophomore and I'm a guard.
I'm Kate Heffron. I'm a senior and I'm a guard.
I'm Adetha Grove. I'm a senior and I'm a post.
I'm Macy Miklich. I'm a junior and a guard.
Hometown Heroes of the Week.
1, 2, 3, ball!
So with Coach Greg Bennett of the Lewistown Lady Indians basketball team and quite a last 18 months, Greg. You got a lot to say about that, I bet?
Yeah, that's definitely an understatement. It's been a brave new world and a strange new world, and the last 18 months have been crazy. It's been different.
But I'm not surprised that you're still standing, and these girls are out here and they're playing great, and you're back where you need to be, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we're very happy with the effort the girls have had. You know, we graduated a lot of good kids from last year, and we only really had two girls back with significant varsity playing experience. We got 9 freshmen out there, and even though we didn't have a summer and we didn't have a real preseason, they've worked very hard and they've improved a great deal since we started. It's too bad that there's no regionals or anything. Look forward to this year, but at the same time, it's great that they do have the opportunity to play.
Yeah. How many are you up to? Like 50 fans? Is that what you're up to when you go and play? Some places none, maybe, yeah. Or some places more.
Well, when we go on the road, you know, it'll be the opponent's fans only because nobody's letting in visiting fans. So, and it's usually right around 50. At home, we'll usually have our parents spaced throughout the area. And the most we can have in here is 50 right now. And
that element, Greg, tell me about that element missing, how it affects you as a coach.
It's a little bit of a different world because you're used to games being noisy and everything else. And sometimes the noise is good because sometimes it hides what I'm saying under my breath. But it's definitely you're playing in a very, very quiet atmosphere compared to normal. And, you know, a lot of times you feed off the energy of the crowd and there's no crowd energy. So it's all going to be the girls have to be a little bit more internally motivated this year. But we're dealing with it okay. And sometimes it's kind of nice, at least, that we don't have as many fans yelling about how stupid the coaches are. So.
That's one plus for sure. I bet all coaches have thought that, at least. I knew you would say it.
Oh, yeah. You know I'd say it.
So tell me about, is this group inspired by some of those past successful groups you've had, you think?
Oh, I think so. I think that's part of the reason we have 9 freshmen out, which is a lot of kids for a school our size. But when you've gone to state a couple years in a row and you've had a lot of success over the last few decades like we have, I think that causes the girls to be fired up and wanting to come out and play basketball. And you know, and we've got the other ones who have been sitting on the bench behind the other kids for the last couple years, and now it's their turn to shine. And unfortunately, they don't get to shine as much as they could in a regular season, but we still get to go out there and play, and they'll still get to have a senior night, and we'll enjoy all those festivities, and we'll take everything we can from what is offered to us.
Was your attitude always this upbeat in the COVID times? I bet not. But what was it? Getting to come out and getting the kids back to playing, that helped you a lot?
Oh, that's definitely helped me with my attitude a lot because I've been pretty angry much of the time since, you know, last year they sent us home. They say we can't go to school anymore on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Usually one of my favorite days of the year, but from here on out, I'm going to have a bad taste in my mouth for St. Patrick's Day. I don't know if the corned beef and cabbage and the green beer can wash that away or not, but ever since last St. Patrick's Day, it's been a challenge. Myself being athletic director, I don't know, as bad a thing as things are with COVID, and it's tragic that people have died and everything else. One of the most miserable jobs to have right now is as high school athletic director, as we've had to make up 4 or 5 different schedules for everything. So that's been frustrating. And also just where, okay, you can play, you cannot play, you can play, you cannot play, you can do this in practice. Well, now you can't do that anymore. There have just been so many contradictory things come out the whole way that there has been a great deal of frustration just boiling up inside me. But the fact that we're out here playing and the girls are having a good time and they're at least getting to have some positive experiences in their high school year, that's a good thing.
Tell me about Greg, your right-hand man who never gets on the mic when we're here, that's been helping you out for years.
Well, that's Joseph McLaughlin. He actually played football for me many years ago when he was a student, and he is also our head softball coach. But he actually does a great job as an assistant coach, and he really is a great asset to the program.
And real quick, tell me about a few of the leaders on here. You got some older girls that are, or some of the freshmen just really stepping up?
Kate Heffron is a senior, and Macy Miklich is a junior. They're really our two returning varsity players from last year. They were like the sixth and seventh man on the team last year, and both of them have done a very good job. Macy's a little bit slowed by coming back from a knee injury that she hurt in a softball tournament last summer, but they've done an excellent job. Other seniors we have Odessa Grove, and we have Avery Smith, and we have Lydia Kripe, and all three of them have been great teammates to everybody over the years. It's nice to see them have a chance to have a senior season. We do have only one other upperclassman, which would be Yurkovich, and she's done a great job as well. It's nice to have her. I think she's going to be a very good player for us. And then you combine our small varsity group with the two sophomores and the nine freshmen. We've definitely seen some pretty good things happen so far. And the good thing about it is they're all good kids. We don't have any. We've got pretty much our grade point average for the team is about a 4.0. And these are all good kids, good people. And I think they're all going to become good adults one of these days, hopefully, or else I will haunt them. We'll just go on from there. But it's been a good season so far.
I probably say it every time I'm here, totally off subject, but sort of. I love this gym. I love this gym. There's not many left like it.
No, you don't find these old pit gyms around too often anymore, and this is definitely my favorite gym anywhere. You know, it's definitely going to be weird not coaching here anymore after this year, but it is it's a great home court. It's fantastic facilities, we've won a lot of games on this floor. It's definitely a little bit of home court advantage, even more so when we really going to have fans in the student section, but even this year, if there's something different about playing at home, and there's something different about this atmosphere, and the Lewistown gym is one of the top ones anywhere.
Coach, I hope these youngins of the Lewistown Lady Indians, I hope they take you far this year and have a blast the rest of the way. I know if you weren't hopeful, you wouldn't be here. So before I go, just one last thing. How have you gotten better as an educator through all this, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I guess as an educator, I've had to learn a lot more about computerization. I'm one of those old guys who has avoided technology, as case in point by my nice flip phone here. But I've had to learn how to record videos on the internet and lecture remotely and things like that I really haven't enjoyed too much, because I'm still kind of a throwback. I'd still rather it be like the 1960s and a Vince Lombardi type atmosphere around here, but you have to change with the times, and I've had to really adapt myself to the changing conditions brought about by COVID.
You've obviously adapted. You're here, right?
Oh yeah, I've adapted. I've definitely adapted. I'm still here. They haven't run me out of town yet. But I know it's been close a couple times, but it's great that we're back in the gym, and heck, next week I'm going to have the thrill of coaching football and basketball at the same time, because we've got the nice overlap that the IHSA gave us. But I will enjoy the fact that the basketball kids get to play, and I enjoy the fact that the football kids get to play, and I enjoy the fact that I get to coach, because, you know, lecturing to the computer and broadcasting it to our at-home students is not nearly as fun as being in the gym with these girls.
Well, it's fun bringing $1,000, and we might do that in 8 weeks for you, so good luck the rest of the way.
Well, I sure hope so. I wish us good luck with $1,000, and bad luck to anybody else who we're up against, because, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog world. We'll take the money if we can get it. But we definitely appreciate the wishes of good luck the rest of the way, and hopefully we can have a strong finish to the season, and then I can move into the football, and most of these girls will be out on the volleyball court. So we'll go on from there.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome, man. Great to see you.
Yep.